In today's art, we look at a project now on view at Prague's Galerie Rudolfinum, an exhibit of 70 large-format photographs by Czech photographer Václav Jirásek. Titled Industria, the exhibition maps the decay of major industrial facilities that are part of this country's industrial heritage. Once massive factories filled with countless workers, now falling into states of disrepair. In the pictures, steel shrugs off brick, slag is heaped up, and forgotten machinery dominates. Dust-filled light falls upon empty hallways, and old posters or instructions fade. Workstations abandoned, the space takes on a different life than its creators ever intended. Petr Nedoma is the head of Galerie Rudolfinum and Industria's curator.
Fyzická příprava sama o sobě trvala přibližně rok. Vezmu-li ovšem koncepci a ideu té výstavy.
We put together the show over a year, but the idea for Industria goes back to the 90s. At that time, Jirásek began photographing a factory known as Vankovka near Brno, the first step towards the documenting of dying, closing factories in the Czech Republic. For a while, he set it aside, but 2 years ago, he returned to the theme. The Vankovka photographs were still fairly romantic black and whites, relying on a Baroque interpretation of light and space. The new work is different. Before, the photographer was not really as interested in capturing the factory in a naturalistic way, but, returning to the theme, he began shooting colour, and suddenly the documentary mapping of such buildings and man-made sites came to the fore. The most significant work focuses on about 5 major factories. Large-scale prints that technically were quite difficult, but ultimately worth it.
Some of the images are truly stunning. I found myself staring at one photo fascinated by rails leading under a sealed door, wondering where they went. One of the central images, then, is a major hall lit from above by daylight. But so immensely cluttered by steel, grease and metal tools that it seems to have last been touched years ago. Halls, storerooms, former plants slowly outlive their legacy, awaiting either total collapse or total transformation. Either way, they will never again be what they once were. They will never be the same.
Ono to má své opodstatnění v samotném tématu. Je třeba vidět, že u nás by se dalo říct, že to byl v zásadě ten rok.
We are now in a period when we are experiencing major change. You could say for the Czechs, one of the milestones towards the end of the Industrial Revolution was 1989. In the first half of the 19th century, we saw industry radically transform work and life, a process which is still continuing but also running down. A process of stratification, of movement of workers and personal relationships. Once, people were tied to the land, but the Industrial Revolution saw major urbanization and movement to the cities. Countless thousands were absorbed in factories on the periphery. That time is at an end. In Prague, for instance, the last 15 years have seen most industrial sites here fall empty. They are now brownfields, posing major ecological problems. Steel factories like Poldi Kladno existed for 150 years, but closed in the last 10. The story of big industry now is a story of decay and disrepair.
But perhaps the strongest element, a flip side to empty spaces and industrial artifacts, is a series of portraits by Václav Jirásek of factory workers, in work or safety gear, miners or metal workers, the way they appear every single day. Some of the expressions are haunting. There is nothing glorified or romanticized about such demanding and brutally physical work. Some stare back to the camera with confidence. Others appear tired. Still others' features are hidden by major protective gear. Other faces, those of miners, are simply stained black.
Je to velmi přitažlivé, ale V těch továrnách, byť zanikají, dodnes pracují lidé.
It would be very effective to photograph just the factories which are appealing. Even as they fall into ruin, they remain monumental. But in many factories, or parts of these factories, people still work. That is the opposite pole, one that is very revealing. These people are the exact opposite of what the media often show. These are people on the absolute periphery. Today's ideal is a person unmarked by numbingly heavy work, a person who, to some degree, is fake. The people in Jirásek's work are people whose everyday existence is under constant threat, people who cannot adapt. Jirásek captured them, taking them away from their work against a neutral background for a few minutes at most and caught them, in effect, in their work clothes, protective clothing. The difference between past idealized presentations of the worker and reality is enormous, as some of these workers are just a step above homelessness. Jirásek has made them the focus of this exhibition, which I think is extremely important.
Petr Nedoma says that despite the rawness of some of the pictures, the photographer expresses solidarity with his subjects, who are often poor and under extreme pressure. The clothes the men and one woman in the series wear are strictly utilitarian, clothes worn, in effect, to be destroyed.
Je nutné uvědomit si, že ti lidé zaprvé jsou relativně chudí. Za druhé pracují v extrémním...
That's not something we see that often today, a complete lack of aesthetic interest. Appearance here is not important, but function. Gear worn either serves to fully protect or to be worn to shreds. Jirásek photographed his subjects against a neutral background when he could. Of course, many subjects refused to be photographed at all. But he photographed them against neutral backgrounds so that their individual personalities came out. His is an attempt to show how each person is different.
Individualita každého jednotlivého fotografovaného.
As for their workstations, Jirásek shows us at least minimal attempts by individuals to personalize their space, that Petr Nedoma reminds us is entirely man-made.
Působí to na mě samozřejmě velmi impresivně v tom smyslu, že je to doklad.
Even in this sterile, man-made environment, we see individual efforts to make the space at least somewhat more comfortable and human. Photos, pin-ups and graffiti, that's not unusual. But it forms a strong counterpoint to Jirásek's monumental industrial halls. Humanity still breaks through the metal and dust.
Velmi podstatnou věc. Všechno, co na těch fotografiích vidíme, bylo vytvořeno lidskýma rukama.
The Industria exhibition is accompanied by a number of lectures as well as presentations and related screenings. There is a video installation by Taiwanese artist Chen Qi Ren and films on the industrial age, past and present, including Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times and Fritz Lang's Metropolis. You can find all the information you need at www.galleriarudolfinum.cz. That's all one word. Industria continues at the gallery until April 30th.